gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and this is Radio Now. It is the 8th of January, 2019. If you're still messing up in the 19, don't worry. I usually do that till about August or so, and then I'm locked in there. Hey, follow the Joe and Alex Show on social media, Twitter and Instagram. Same thing. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in, you should really save it in your phone. Maybe delete an X. I don't know if you have like a phone limit, kind of. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. As a matter of fact, I would recommend not number one, but maybe like the top five. Like, do you guys have like ice contacts in case of emergency?
No.
You don't have that, pork chopper, Alex?
No.
Like in your phone, like, oh, if somebody finds it, like in case of emergency, like ICE.
I have my own number in there.
I know what it is, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying, maybe you should put us on there, because we'll help out somehow, some way.
Wait, how would they get in your phone, though, if there's a password on it?
I don't know. How many people actually use passcodes? I only use a passcode on my phone because I have to for work, for email.
I use my thumbprint.
Yeah, I do, too.
Oh, you guys do? Okay. I don't know if you guys have like the Kanye West 000000 thing.
I have a real password.
Wait, do you not use your thumbprint?
No, I got a big thumb. It never works, and it's always greasy.
Ew.
Well, I mean, like, there's oil on your skin. Okay, thanks for judging me here.
Ranch is coming out of your thumb.
Yeah, it's like, blue cheese. Good morning, good morning, Alex. How are you doing today?
It's not a good morning.
Why?
What do you mean? What's wrong now?
I have to get over 2 hours worth of dental work done today because I have 5 cavities.
Ooh. Oh, 5 cavities.
Can
just
I come?
Kill me now.
Can I come film it?
I honestly would rather cut my arm off with a dull butter knife than go sit in here at the dentist and get 5 fillings. Like, so, and the thing is that my dental hygienists are super sweet and they all listen to the show and they know me, and I say that, you know, in quotes or whatever. And so they know I hate going to the dentist, not because I'm scared of it, but I hate the feeling of having someone else brush my teeth. Like, it gives me chills.
It's not normal. Yeah.
Well, it gives me anxiety and I like freak out because I just hate how it feels. I have very sensitive teeth. So for me, going to the dentist is like the worst. And so they know this about me. And so they told me, oh, you've just got a couple cavities, but it won't be too bad. We'll just schedule you a couple appointments. And I was like, no, how many do I have? And they were like, oh, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of you. Like, they didn't want to tell me at first. I was like, no, tell me how many cavities I have. Finally, they were like, 5. I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, I have definitely had 1 or 2 cavities in my life.
Yeah, that's
at different
normal
times. But 5 and at one time, I can't even believe it.
But why?
Don't know. Guess
what
I
have
just,
been putting
I guess
in
I
your
haven't
mouth
been flossing it enough because they're all in between my teeth.
Yeah, that's where they have them. I have to. I already know. Like on my right side here, my lower teeth, I have to get a crown. It's the enamel's breaking down, I guess, on it, kind of like a cavity-esque thing. But I don't have to do it till like my next appointment. But I don't know. I agree with you, Alex. It's just an awkward feeling. But 5? Oh, they can't break that up?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I've never had to be in the dentist that long before, so I'm going to see if they're cool with me putting my headphones in and like listening to some podcasts.
They should be.
And stuff.
They should be.
Speaking of podcasts, you can subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. Google Play, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Just give us 5 stars.
It's better than a root canal. Pork chop, how are your teeth?
My teeth are good.
Okay, your breath is bad, but your teeth are good. That's awesome.
I guess, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always had a lot of cavities, and they said that's because it's, like, hereditary.
Is it?
Ew.
I guess I'm missing something, like, in my teeth that, I don't know, like, I don't know.
Well, I know my mom's never had a cavity, so I didn't get that.
That ain't hereditary. That ain't your mama.
Guess what?
What?
Yesterday was the best day of my entire life, and today is going to be the second best day. I won HQ trivia yesterday.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm a huge winner.
How much did you win?
Let's not talk about it, but it doesn't matter because I'm
I won
a winner.
11 cents once.
Whoa. Oh, I beat you. I got but 29.
But the only reason I won was because it was office themed, like from the show The Office. Otherwise, I wouldn't win normal trivia because I'm an idiot. But was yours normal trivia?
It was normal trivia.
Good job.
Let me tell you why I'm so excited for today, because they're giving away a truck and I'm level 10. So that means I get the first 10 questions right, then I could use my extra life on question 11, and then I could possibly win a truck if I get question 12 right.
I hope that producer Porkchop wins this stupid car.
If I do...
I kind of want that to happen too, Alex.
If I do, I will wrap it
in
Joe and Alex Show logo.
Ooh, I like that.
He needs a new car so bad. See, the thing is,
no,
producer Porkchop is an Uber driver, but his car is a death trap.
No, it's not.
I can't believe they allow him to drive this thing.
No, it's fine.
It's like falling apart on the whole car, inside, outside.
I have a nice car. I have a 2008 Dodge Charger RT, 5.7 liter with a Hemi.
2008? That's like a bajillion years old.
Yeah, but I bought it brand new a bajillion years ago, so it's still cool, and I kept it nicely.
Yeah, it's
debatable.
It's cool, the stuff that's growing in the back. Looks like mold, whatever, but hey, it's some say it looks like moss.
He's getting offended.
Let me ask. Usually, Alex, you're the expert. What was it last night? Was The Bachelor on?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, my wife made friends, which is good. Thank God for that. I've been praying for her to make friends. We had like three or four women in our living room last night, and I couldn't go to bed because like, oh my God, no, he did. Huh? And it's like, I guess this guy's a virgin or something.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, I have so many things I can say about last night, and just how they executed the premiere last night in general was the worst.
Wasn't it like extra long too? Because they didn't leave our house after 11.
Yeah.
I was up.
It's the worst premiere in Bachelor history, a lot of people are saying. We'll talk about all of that around 7:30, 6:30 Central.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, follow us, like I mentioned earlier, on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in The Garbage, what R. Kelly is saying after that explosive docuseries. Pete Davidson is back to living his best life and what this A-list actor sent to Hollywood when he was little.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly says he will expose his accusers for what he calls blatant lies being spewed on Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, and he's going down the list one by one. Sources close to Kelly say he and his camp are in the middle of launching a new website called SurvivingLies.com, which he will attempt to expose all of his accusers as liars, as well as reveal their true motivations behind their allegations. For now, there is a Facebook page dedicated to the new cause. The site itself isn't live yet. It appears R. Kelly's first target is Asante McGee, one of the women who's spoken out and claims that she was one of Kelly's sex slaves, but his team has put out a video that they say contradicts her story. They link to a YouTube video on the Facebook page which claims her daughter, which claims it has a person on there that is her daughter, that is debunking her mom's claims of sexual abuse and control at the hands of Kelly in a leaked phone conversation with her boyfriend, allegedly telling him she often raved of a luxurious lifestyle and the perks of being with him. I'm sorry. But when you're brainwashed and you are in a cult and you're a sex slave, of course you're going to tell people in your life, like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm living in this mansion. It's so great. Like, we literally heard from different survivors who said that they would tell their parents, oh, I'm doing great. Like, I'm living this amazing life with R. Kelly, when really they had a bucket in a room and were locked in there without food for days.
It sounds like R. Kelly documented, like, everything he did. It's like, I'm going to put this on video. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so... The list goes on to say that this woman has previous arrests and claims she's in cahoots with this other victim, Jocelyn Savage's dad, to extort R. Kelly. The page ended up being pulled after posting an alleged text message between Kelly and one of the young females where she repeatedly called the singer daddy, which I think is hilarious because R. Kelly is making this page trying to prove that there's no corroboration to these women's claims. But one of the repeated, like, facts against him from all the different
like
survivors.
Like a recurring thing that keeps on happening?
Yeah, recurring thing that they keep on saying is that he always required them to call him daddy. So in his alleged text message of proof, you have the woman calling him daddy, thus proving what she said, that one of the rules of being in the cult was to call him daddy. He's an idiot. So that got taken down, and a spokesperson for Facebook said it violated their community standards and has been removed. Now, this is wild. Shark Tank's Damon John tweeted R. Kelly and told him to kill himself, but wait until after he gets sent to prison. So Damon, to his three daughters, said surviving R. Kelly really struck a nerve with him, and he couldn't help but react in such a strong manner.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
That's brutal.
He said he is an advocate for mental health and stuff. He said, I just feel like R. Kelly's situation is different. But, I mean, that's pretty controversial. But, I mean, I get where his passion being upset is coming from. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale apparently hit it off at a Golden Globe party Sunday night. The Saturday Night Live star was spotted chatting with the underworld actress for about 45 minutes at the Netflix party. Sources say they cuddled at the party as well, but they didn't end up leaving together. Kanye West has another album coming out called Yandy. It's apparently a follow-up from his 2013 album Yeezus. The artwork is all done for Yandy and has a similar stripped-back minimalist style like Yeezus did, emulating a transparent case for a mini disc and carried up to 80 minutes of music. The track list for Yandy has not yet been revealed, but Kanye did say before that 6ix9ine and XXXTentacion, or whatever the heck that idiot's name is, will be on Yandy. Again, why is nobody saying anything? These are two abusers. They should not be on this album or being promoted. He also said Ty Dolla $ign would appear on multiple tracks, that he would be sending a hook to Rihanna for her to sing. In October, Migos' Quavo revealed that he and his bandmates are set to feature on the record. Apparently, Kanye is recording the album right now in Miami with Lil Wayne, Migos, Timbaland, and 2 Chainz in his new $14 million home he just bought for his wife, Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's
and
nice.
When he was growing up in Canada, Jim Carrey sent the Carol Burnett Show his resume, hoping that he would get a job. To Carrey's surprise, she wrote him back.
When I was a child, I tried to get on her show when I was 10 years old. I sent her a letter, a resume with all the things that I did that were funny. I got a letter back signed by her that said, you know, we hired through the agencies, but I wish you the best of luck. You sound like you're doing great and all that. And I didn't care. It just was a letter from Hollywood. It's like somebody just gave me a pot of gold.
That is awesome. Did you ever write anybody when you were younger, like somebody that you wanted to talk to? Like, I wrote to Green Day. I used to love listening to Green Day, the rock band.
The only letter I remember sending was an email, and it was to Cartoon Network.
Okay.
When I was 6, and I signed it, Alex, 6 years old. I asked for an episode of Scooby-Doo where Daphne and Fred got married.
Did that work out?
Did not. Never got that. Cartoon Network, if you're listening, I'd really like an episode where Fred and Daphne get married. Thank you.
Check your spam folder. It might be in there.
Coming up in less than an hour, who's going to be replacing Megyn Kelly on NBC?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, I guess I don't know how to feel about this. 3 out of 4 of Americans apparently were doing this too much. I know some people, I think they don't do it enough at all. Like, they need to step their game up. We'll talk about that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
New survey says 3 out of 4 Americans do this. And actually, a lot of Americans, by doing that, are doing it too much. Any guesses what we're doing too much of? We need to tone it down a little bit.
Binge watching shows.
Oh, I think that's 4 out of 4 Americans there. No, that's not it, Alex.
Breathing.
What?
I don't know. I mean, like, some people breathe real heavy and real fast.
He's trying to kill us!
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm breathing.
Realistically, what could it be? I don't know. Pick their nose?
No. It's something to do with the body. Apparently, among dermatologists, they're saying you don't need to shower every day. In fact, it's better for your skin if you do it maybe once or twice a week.
Okay, and what is it? How many out of how many people?
3 out of 4 Americans shower too much, and it's not good for your skin.
Well, 3 out of 4 dermatologists stank. They got stank
booty.
That's
what I'm wondering. And the reason I also bring this up, 833-JOE-ALEX. I kind of want to know, like, how many showers per week are you doing? 833-563-2539 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Because they broke it down in this new survey, the most recent one. half of people say they shower at least once a day. And I think that's normal, at least once, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody, was that what we do? We all do once a
yes,
day?
Yes, yes. Okay. Sometimes once every 2 days.
Okay. I do usually once or twice a day because, like, I showered last night, came into work, then I worked out yesterday, so I showered twice yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's important. Can I get personal real quick?
Oh, please get personal.
Sometimes, like, I really do like to shower once every day, but sometimes it does happen where I go 48 hours without a shower, and then I do, but at 48 hours, I have to shower because my scalp gets really itchy. Is that okay. A bad thing?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ask you if you're in one of your 48-hour ruts next time. Please come in like your Monsters, Inc. 2319 yellow suit
yeah.
So that you can keep your stink.
No, but I don't have
all up in
I don't
there.
Have stink. Or like, I mean, I put deodorant. Okay, actually, I'm almost in the rut right now. I showered 30 hours ago.
See, listen, you let's do this. This is for work health for everybody. Like on the weekends, not like over vacation, there were days where I didn't shower for a couple of days, but I felt kind of funky, but I'm at home. Nobody's bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
But
except your wife.
Well, no, she was working. I didn't do anything. I think my wife likes my smell. Here's what you do. You're attracted. It's pheromones and hormones and
maybe.
Booty stank. But this is what grosses me out. But I hear some people say they don't have a smell. Like they say their sweat doesn't stink. 3% of people say they only shower once a week. I could never, even if I was this lazy and lethargic watching Netflix all day in bed, I could not shower once a week. That's disgusting,
yeah,
right?
That's terrible.
Could you go a week, Alex?
I don't know if this has to do with his race or something, but I did date a Hawaiian guy who truly did not stink, and he actually did not even own deodorant.
Never
wore deodorant. I am telling you, this guy's armpits never smelled like anything. And he was like, you know, obviously if they did, I would wear it, but I genuinely don't think I need it. And I was like, yeah, right. And then I smelled his armpit, and I was like, oh, you're right.
What?
But I don't know if that's, I don't know anyone else. I've only met him as, you know, the only Hawaiian person ever that I know. And so I wonder if other people that are Hawaiian have that same perk or if it's just him.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That blows my mind. Okay, and this is just disgusting, but I think we all know somebody that does this. 1% of people say they only shower once a month. And this is in the U.S., not other third world countries where they don't have access to fresh, cold, or hot water, which would make sense. But, like, yeah, 1% of the population say, yeah, I shower about once a month.
Survey says those people that shower once a month also live in their parents' basement and love anime.
Yeah, you kind of stink a little bit. Oh, going after the anime, okay.
Yeah, survey says.
All right, let's say good morning to Randy this morning, calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Randy, how bad do you stink?
Oh,
I'm just kidding, buddy.
I hope not that bad. Personally, my dermatologist has recommended that I don't take a shower every day, personally, because when I take a shower, it dries out my skin too much because I have problems with natural oils in my skin.
Like what kind of problems? Like there's too much, not enough?
Not enough, because when I get out of the shower, I think it just sucks all the moisture from my body because I had a really bad sunburn when I was younger.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think it's messed with the natural oils in my skin. So my face and my scalp get extremely dry.
Wow.
And like areas around my elbows and stuff like that get really dry.
That must have been an intense sunburn to affect you the rest of your life.
Yes, actually it was so bad that when I had the sunburn,
oh, no.
The moisture was drawn from my skin, but like it, I almost lost sanity because it did so badly at a constant rate.
Oh my gosh. I am so sorry.
Oh
bless your
gosh.
Heart. Well, you know, we had a woman call into the show. This is like months ago. I mean, could be up to a year now, but remember she, Joe called and told us she hasn't showered since the 90s. She uses baby wipes, but she does not like taking showers.
Yeah. That blows my mind. Okay. That is, I guess it's a sanitary wipe. It cleans stuff, but a wipe is not the same thing, Alex, or just a washcloth and like patting things down. That is not the same. You need to shower. You need to get high, low, front, back, you know, side to side.
So disgusting.
You need to do a little hokey pokey with your body in a bar of soap. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. We'll take one more call. Let's say what's up to Andrew this morning. He's calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Andrew, you're on the show, man. What's up?
Hey, so she was talking about people who don't, like, have BO.
Yeah, Alex said she dated a guy. What was he, Hawaiian, you said?
Yeah.
From Hawaii, and he did not have any funk.
He didn't wear deodorant.
Well, so I did that 23andMe testing, and, like, I've never had to wear deodorant in my life, and I'm not Hawaiian, just an FYI. And it says that it told me that I had a genetic variant that caused me to not have body odor as well as dry earwax. So there's that.
Wow.
You're Andrew, are you taken? Are you single? What's your deal?
I am. I'm married happily to a beautiful doctor, so.
Well, there you go. I mean, you're a catch.
Yeah, I married up. Let's be real.
Hey, Alex.
What?
Did your boyfriend smell like Hawaiian punch?
Wow, really?
That's... Nobody, when he mouthed off to me, he got a Hawaiian punch.
Boom! Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Need to Know News in about 3 minutes. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram. That's our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News kicking it off tonight. If you've got plans to watch something at 9 o'clock, oh, I hate when presidents do this. It doesn't happen often, but your TV will be interrupted for a little bit. President Trump will deliver a primetime address to the nation tonight, and he's going to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. He tweeted that he will speak tonight on the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. That happens at 9, 8 central. So I don't know if you have a show you watch at 9, but
it's
going to
be
interrupted.
They said it's only going to be a couple minutes. They said like 10 minutes or less is how long this will take.
Still, I hate when I miss something. But it's better like when they do like the State of the Union things, because you know your show is... You're not going to see your show.
No. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of the government, are we going to get our tax returns even though the government shut down? The answer is yes. The White House said federal income taxes and refunds would go out even though a large part of the government is shut down currently at the moment. There have been concerns for people that tax refunds might be delayed because there's over 800,000 federal workers that are either furloughed or working without pay currently. The acting director of the White House Office of Management and Budget said tax refunds will go out. You know the government's going to want their money. And now you know they're going to send you some of yours, too. Speaking of the sports, Alex's favorite thing, number 2, Clemson. I love this, and I'm not even a big Clemson fan, but they beat number 1, Alabama. I just hate Alabama for whatever reason, for college football.
I love Alabama.
Well, they got upset last night. They lost 44-16 in the college football playoff national championship game. Hey, let me ask you, Alex. I know you're in a relationship, and you love. Have you ever heard of a love triangle?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. I guess I'm not surprised. Have you ever heard of a love rectangle?
No, what's that?
Okay, well, 4 cops are in a love rectangle, and they've been stripped of their guns so they won't kill each other. This is
what?
A true story, yes. 4 cops in New York City are in a love rectangle, and they have their guns taken away so they won't kill each other. An NYPD sergeant cheated on his cop girlfriend with a fellow officer whose husband is also a cop.
Oh, man, that's juicy.
Yeah, once the bosses found out about it, they're like, no, we're not doing this. They took away everybody's guns so they wouldn't, like, hurt each other. All 4 cops were given their guns back and returned to active duty in their original assignments during the past week, pending the results of an investigation. But could you imagine that, like, awkward.
That is the office gossip I literally live for.
We need office gossip. We don't have anything.
No, nothing. We have a little bit, but
not good though.
Not super good.
We
have good industry gossip, but we don't have like good in-house gossip.
Yeah, I want to see the person I'm talking about behind their back. That's what I want to see. Okay, and this right here, audio, is just like, oh my God. It's my biggest fear. I wouldn't say this, but just in radio, we talk. We're live. And sometimes, Alex, you know this, we say the wrong word or we have diarrhea of the mouth. I think I'm the worst on the show with that. But
every day.
You ever had that happen where you're like, I did not mean to say that word?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. Well, did you guys see what happened with this weatherman? He actually ended up getting fired for what he said. But this happened in New York, in Rochester. Meteorologist, his name's Jeremy Kappel, was fired for a self-described verbal slip. During his weather report, this happened on Friday, he showed a picture. They said, like, hey, let's take a camera look at this spot or this spot. And he showed a photo of our video feed of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And, well, this audio happened.
Overall, it was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Do you think that he purposely, like, slipped in a racial slur there? Or do you think he was just trying to say the word king? And so that word came out first.
I think he genuinely meant king. But my question is this, though. Does king sound like that word? I don't think they sound similar, but I don't think he did it either. But it's like, oh my God, how did that come out instead of that? I don't think he meant to do it.
I don't know. I would think, I mean, you just, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have to be a special kind of idiot because you know you're on live television.
Yes.
Obviously, if you say a racial slur, I just don't think, unless you are trying actively to get fired, obviously you're not going to say something like that. I mean, it's absolutely horrible to say.
After they went to break, he immediately said, "You're out of your mind to think that I would jeopardize the future of my family and my career to insert a racial slur against the greatest civil rights leader of all time." Well, like I said, he was fired yesterday after many called for him to be let go. Even the mayor and the council president said, "You need to fire this guy."
I don't know. It almost, to me, sounds like when you listen to the clip, like it's so fast how he's saying the word king,
mm-hmm.
that to me, I'm like, it was just him trying to say the word king and he just had like a flub, because you and I have done that a lot too, where we're trying to say one word that's totally not a swear word, but as we're trying to get it out, just the noises we're making with our mouth sound like a dirty word or something. And it's like totally not what we're saying.
Unless you're Liv the Web Girl, who's on vacation today. She's actually said the F word on air and almost got us all fired. So that was, that was great. Here's one more clip, and I'll put the video up on the Need to Know News blog. Porkchop, you listened. I don't think you've heard this yet.
Overall, it was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
I don't know.
I don't think he did it on purpose, but it's like the question you asked is like, why, of all the words to say,
right,
why would you say that word? But I, in my heart of hearts, I believe this guy that he didn't mean to say that.
You know, I'm not being naive, but I think when we turn the mics off, I'm going to have to ask you, because I don't think I get it. Maybe could I hear it one more time?
No, I'll explain it more. I don't want to keep on playing this guy's flub.
So I don't.
You know what you can do? JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Okay.
That's where you can see. That's where you can go see Joe's Need to Know News. I got to get those web hits.
Real quick, did you see what Grover did on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it sounded like it. I think it's all about how your brain hears it.
All right. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. As I mentioned, even Porkchop needs to go there. JoeAndAlexShow.com. Are you sure this is a good idea, Alex? I mean, we can do it if you want to, but you want to talk about this?
It's fine. I don't care. I got my concealed carry.
Okay.
So, this guy that I have followed on social media for a little bit, he's just like a random guy that I don't know in real life. He is somebody online that is like a political personality. Okay, so we share the same political views, and I follow a lot of people like that, where like I'm like internet friends with them, and I, you know, like what they tweet or I like what they post on Instagram and stuff that has to do with politics. And so I started following this guy, but he posted one thing that I did not agree with, that I thought was highly offensive, and really, it was like a dangerous type of thing to post. Like, it just was, I don't know, it wasn't smart. I guess
okay.
Not dangerous isn't the right word. I can't think of the
word. I guess
word
I kind
I'm
of
want, for.
I mean, I don't want you telling me what you posted, but like, was it like a,
no, it was,
it was
just
offensive?
Stupid.
Could it make people think something was misleading?
It was just like something like a certain politician digging their own grave or something, like insinuating they should die or something.
Okay,
I just thought,
okay,
over the line, I don't agree with this.
You don't want somebody to be like, die. You may disagree with somebody.
Right.
You don't think they should die or get hurt.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was just extreme, I thought. So anyway, I unfollowed this guy who I've never spoken to in real life ever.
Mm-hmm.
Couple hours later, he sends me a DM on Instagram and says, "Hey, can I just ask why you unfollowed me?" I thought that was weird. I mean, I unfollow people all the time or whatever.
I've noticed.
What? I haven't unfollowed you. I've you know, never had anyone message me like that, right? So I just don't respond because I'm like, well, I'm not going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple days later, I get an email in my personal email from this guy that says, "Hey, I just would really like an answer from you. I haven't heard from you of why you unfollowed me, you know, a few days back or whatever. I just would really like an answer because, you know, I just don't know what I did that would have offended you," and like going on and on and on about wanting an answer from me.
Well, that's persistent.
I did not answer. Yesterday, now it's, that's been a few weeks. Yesterday, I get another email from this guy saying, "Hey, I still have not heard from you on why you unfollowed me." And so my question is, Do you notice, number one, when someone unfollows you?
No.
Like, I guess, do you know what I mean? Like, are you looking, oh, I've got 200 followers, now I have 199, and then I go through and then I figure out who it was. Like, are you, number one, noticing when they unfollow you? And number two, do you actually care? 833-JOE-ALEX, because this guy is obsessed with the idea that I have unfollowed him. And here's the thing. He isn't a 200 follower type of person. He has hundreds of thousands of followers.
So hundreds of thousands?
So how in the world does he even know? That's what I want to know.
833-563-2539. Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. I think like everybody, because working in, and I'm doing air quotes here, in media, whether it's radio, TV, like what we do, I think it's a little bit different. But in general, for example, Facebook, I'm like, that's where you can, because sometimes I think it's harder to notice. Like on Twitter, you can see, oh, wait, they don't follow me back, because it'll tell you it follows you back. Like Instagram doesn't tell you if somebody follows you back. I'm sure there's apps that will tell you, like you can find that. But
he must be using that. But I mean, do people care this much?
I do get kind of butthurt, for example. Like I know some people don't follow me on Instagram. They muted my stories. And I'm like, or at least I think they did it. And I'm like, oh man, why don't they click on my stories?
Why would you think that?
What, like, because they never, like, actually, what do you mean? Like, why do I think they don't?
Like, you think your followers muted your stories. What do you mean? Why?
I don't know why they did it, but I'm just like, because you can, like, swipe up and see who viewed it, kind of.
Right.
And I'm like, I never see this guy on there.
Well, that just means maybe he just doesn't ever click on stories.
Oh, I know, but I know he used to. Because he used to always show me his stories. I think it's just, like, he doesn't do mine anymore. Somebody I used to work with.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
I mean, I don't click on a lot of people's stories. I am not a frequent Instagram story watcher hardly ever, so...
That's all I like to watch is the stories.
Yeah, see, I'm not, like, that into it.
Let's talk to Kate this morning. Hey, Kate, what do you know about this?
So, a lot of people with a lot of Instagram followers will download an app called Followers Plus, and it tells them who unfollows you, who blocks you, or who deletes comments or likes.
Is this guy stalking me? Like, should I be concerned?
No. It's probably he just wants to know how he can get more followers and what he's doing wrong.
I think you should be concerned.
Yeah, is this a concern or a compliment?
That's really weird, though.
Yeah, I think it's weird, too. Okay, thank you.
Kate, let me ask you, since you know about this program, how many followers you got?
Like 2,600.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
What are you doing to get that many followers?
I mean... I'm just pretty, I guess.
And humble. Wow. No, Kate, we love you. Thank you for calling in for that advice and sharing it right there. Joe, why do you only have 2 followers? I'm just ugly, I guess.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I saw this online, and the reason I bring it up is because I'm like, I don't think women really will admit to this, but I would love for you to actually admit to this, or maybe you know somebody. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. If you take part in this, Alex, do you know what's going on for women in the month of January? It's a big month. I've never heard of it before.
Janxiety, because you are anxious about what the rest of the year is going to entail.
Oh, that would make sense. And maybe you're anxious, like, are you going to find somebody before Valentine's Day?
Or, yeah.
No. I mean, that might be, but that's not what I heard that I thought was so interesting. It's called January.
Oh, disgusting.
Okay, so you're not taking part in January. Okay.
No.
They're saying, hoping to battle the societal norms and to spark a conversation, there's a new trend that's going on social media where women are throwing out their razors and getting rid of their wax strips and growing out their hair everywhere.
And then they're posting photos
of it on Twitter and on Instagram. It's called, the trend is called January, like January and Harry. It's designed to empower women and to embrace that it's natural to have hair in, whether it's your armpits or maybe let that little mustache grow out you got going on, or you let your legs get hairy, you know, like you're a Sasquatch.
Growing out your armpit hair or your mustache as a woman is not going to challenge anything. It's just disgusting.
And I know that there are people that disagree.
But here's the thing, like, who cares? You can do what you want, but the majority of people are going to think, yeah, gross. And I know people are like, well, then that's why they do it. But like, but that literally is going to affect nothing. Nobody cares. Like, they're going to say you're gross and then nothing. That's not going to Capitol Hill and challenging bills or, you know, recommending bills that you feel strongly like in or something that actually does something. Growing out your leg hair does absolutely nothing. Nothing.
833.
And it's gross.
Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. Alex, so you know how there's like a Movember, like where guys will, or no, you know, like guys will have like No Shave November and they'll grow out their beard and their mustache. Usually you'll see that with cops that aren't allowed to have a mustache. They're allowed to in November.
Right.
And they do it for a cause. Would you ever grow out your armpit hair if you could raise money for women or a cause that meant something to you, like for the month of January?
No, there's a lot of charities and organizations that I'd love to work with and donate to. And there are some that I do, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw my money at you. I'll write you a check, but I'm not going to grow out my leg hair.
All right, 833 Joe Alex. Anybody taking part in January, or maybe guys, does your lady do that? And I'm wondering too, are there any guys? And I don't think it's a creepy, weird thing that kind of prefer a woman to be more natural, I guess, and not to get rid of the hair that naturally would grow on the body.
If you have a preference for this, that's fine. It's okay to have preferences. It's okay to be a girl that doesn't ever want to shave. And it's okay to be a guy that likes girls that don't shave. But you have to understand that you are the minority. The majority of people don't like really any body hair, I would say, including, I think it'd be great if guys started shaving their armpits. I don't like
really?
Chest
you want
hair.
Guys to shave their pits?
Oh, the Egyptian, my boyfriend, he's got chest hair. And he also has, he will kill me for saying this. Do not
say
tell
it,
him I told you this.
Okay.
He does not have any hair on his back except for one little spot. I call it the patch. And I always tell him, I'm like, I'm going to shave the patch for him because it's hard for him to reach. And it just drives me nuts. I would, as a woman, be so excited if guys also shaved all their hair off. I think it's disgusting, matter who you are.
My wife told me, and I try not to notice this stuff, but she told me, she's like, oh my gosh, especially when I was single, anytime like the fall got here and I got colder and I wasn't wearing shorts and winter came around, like women don't shave in the winter. They
if
do
you
not
are blonde
shave.
And you can't see the hair, then that's different. But like, you know, there is, and see, this is just, I know that if Liv the Web Girl was here, she would just be irate. She'd probably be foaming at the mouth over me saying this, but that's fine. I mean, I don't know. I think that it's okay that a lot of society does kind of correlate having no body hair with more being more feminine. And so obviously most guys and stuff are going to be more attracted to a woman who is more feminine. That's typically, I'm not saying it's everybody, but typically that is what you biologically are attracted to.
Alex, do you think, now this is going to throw you a wrench. So like when I've been with females, like I prefer that their legs be shaved, you know?
Yeah.
But like me now being with Chase, like it doesn't bother me that, you know.
But see, that's what I'm saying though. Like usually I think you correlate people having no body hair more with women. It's more feminine. And so that makes sense when you're with a girl to prefer that. And then when with your guy, not to really care as much because body hair is seen as a more manly, like gruff and rough, which
it's so interesting to me that, like, because I'm honestly, from my ears down, hair grows in my body, but from my ears up, nothing works. Like, I'm finding hair in my ears, my nose. I'm like, where the hell is this coming from? Like, what's going on? I think I'm dying.
Joe's bald spot is a feminist. The rest of his body, not so much.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Thank you, Alex, for pointing that one out. Hey, what's coming up in the garbage?
We need to talk about what R. Kelly is saying after that explosive docuseries. Who will be replacing Megyn Kelly on NBC? And was this actress snubbed from appearing in the Thank You Next music video? Ariana, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
This was like kind of controversial. I don't know how to feel about this, but Shark Tank's Damon John tweeted that R. Kelly should kill himself, but said, wait till you get to prison. This is what he had to say.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
I guess Damon has three daughters himself and says the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries really struck a nerve with him. He couldn't help but react in such a strong manner. He says, based on what he saw on Lifetime, Kelly must have poured millions of dollars into covering his tracks for all these years. Damon also says this is the final straw for Kelly in his eyes, and he needs to atone one way or another. NBC has found the replacements for Megyn Kelly's slot on the Today Show after she was let go. NBC meteorologist Dylan Dreyer and Al Roker, as well as journalist Craig Melvin and Chanel Jones, will all co-host the 9 a.m. hour for the Today Show. Kelly's talk show was canceled in October following her controversial comments about wearing blackface. Love and Hip Hop star from Atlanta, Tommy Lee, has been indicted on multiple child abuse charges. According to the indictment filed by the state of Georgia, Tommy Lee went to her young daughter's middle school this past October and allegedly disrupted the class, slapped her daughter on the hands with her purse strap, slapped her across the face, dragged her down the hall by her hair, and threw her into a metal locker.
Dang.
She faces 7 charges in the indictment, and 3 of them are felonies. The rest are misdemeanors. If convicted on all 7, prosecutors say that she could be locked up for up to 54 years.
That's pretty much life.
And Lindsay Lohan says that she was not asked to be in Ariana Grande's Thank You Next music video, which of course spoofed Mean Girls and a bunch of other popular movies. I know, that's what I thought. She said she thought the video was awesome, but wasn't asked to be in it. She said, by the way, that it's crazy that Parent Trap, one of her first movies, is now 20 years old. And this is what she said to last night on TV when it comes to watching the Parent Trap.
Do you watch it if it comes on TV? Do you watch your things and you go, like, yeah?
No.
No. Not really.
But I know, like, my family still loves it, and it's on, they'll watch it.
Would you ever do it? Because I know there's, like, there's reboots, and they do sequels, all these things. Would you ever do that again? Or?
I don't know if you could do the Parent Trap again.
Sure.
Like, where would they, what would they be doing now?
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour, why Post Malone has people really worried.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
So you watched, what, last night, The Bachelor?
Yes.
And it kind of got like a little awkward with what a girl tried to do.
There is a girl that faked something about herself to impress Colton the Bachelor. We're going to talk about that and last night in general. But what did you do to fake impress a guy that wasn't true about yourself? 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to talk to you next.
We are going to want to hear from you. We love it when you're part of the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call us is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. If you got that old kind of like rotary phone like my grandma still uses, start dialing now. You grab the 8. There you go. Pull it. Grab the 3. Okay, you get the idea.
833-JOE-ALEX.
Yeah, my grandma has that phone where you have to use your finger to dial. It's weird. It takes forever. So, Alex, I know that you love The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, yada, yada, yada. But you brought up something, I guess, that happened last night. You said it was kind of weird or something that happened on the show.
Oh, multiple things were weird. And bear with me, because even if you don't watch The Bachelor, you will be interested in this conversation. I will just throw out there for those that did watch, though, how much did last night's premiere absolutely suck butt? It was the worst premiere in Bachelor history. The worst, because they had...
That's not what they said when they were teasing it.
They had a 3-hour premiere last night, right? So we're all excited. Ooh, 3 hours of content, an extra hour of content. But that extra over an hour of content was actually them just going to different bars all over the country and showing people, I'm excited for The Bachelor, woo! That was literally it for over an hour. It was the worst.
That sounds stupid.
It was awful, awful, awful programming. So anyway, but last night, what everyone was really talking about was this girl named Bree, who gets out of the limo and she starts talking in an Australian accent. But here's the thing, she's not Australian. Here's a clip.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
What do you think about it?
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Oh my God, if women don't get you with makeup, they get you with the accent.
Epic! Bree is the new queen. Everyone loves this girl. It is so funny. And notice she didn't lie, because he says, are you Australian? And she says, the accent is Australian. So she
didn't lie.
Right.
Maybe he wasn't paying attention to everything that she said. She's selecting her words very carefully.
So what did you fake about yourself to impress a guy? 833-JOE-ALEX. I honestly feel like my problem is the opposite. I'm always too honest. I share too much about myself and I'm too authentic, and that's what pushes guys away or has before.
I want to open it up too. Like, if guys will admit this, because guys, trust me, I know myself. I used to fake everything. I first used to like fake that I was actually clean and organized and had my crap together. That's how I got my wife.
Do you mean you faked that you were clean?
I faked that like I was, you know, not a mess. I faked that. Well, she tells me all the time that I lied to her, so I guess faking would work. That like I'm adventurous because I'm like the biggest sloth in the world. But she's like, you told me you wanted to go on adventures.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
I gotcha.
I've had that same argument with my boyfriend too.
Okay, see, I'm normal then. Pork chop.
I didn't have to fake anything about myself because I'm awesome.
Well, there you go.
Wow. That personality, just award-winning right there.
When I first started talking to Chase, I was like, yeah, I got a... This was like back then, 7 years ago. I was like, yeah, I got a new car, 2008 Dodge Charger. I work in New York City. I like really hyped myself up.
I don't know. I would say... Yeah, I don't really think that I have faked anything.
But
my friends tell me I should be.
But do
like,
other
I should
girls,
be a
though,
Brie.
If you don't do yes. it, though, what are some things that other women do? 833-JOE-ALEX.
They pretend to be stupid because they think that makes them look endearing.
Wait, do girls really do that? I hear that. But girls don't actually act dumb, right?
Constantly. Well, there's this girl that is in a Facebook group with me. I'm in this Facebook group.
Okay.
And she, which I have found out because... I just feel like I'm smarter than everybody else and I don't believe every single thing I see on the internet. But this girl is faking that she is gay and in this relationship with this girl because she likes the attention that her fake relationship with this girl is getting her in our Facebook group. But all, and there's hundreds of thousands of girls in this group, and all of them like love this girl. They love her crazy stories about the romantic things her girlfriend does. But I have found this girl otherwise, like on her real Instagram and stuff like this outside of the Facebook group, and her entire life is a sham.
Wait, how do you know it's a sham?
Because there's so many reasons I could go into, but she's just faking it for attention. It's like a fake social media life. Like, she loves the attention of being like, she likes the attention of being, you know, a minority, as in being like a lesbian, which is, I know, sounds crazy, but it's true because she has no proof. She talks about in our group about how, oh, my family and my girlfriend's family are so accepting of us and all this. So it doesn't make sense. She has nothing, no pictures or anything or references to being gay or even in a relationship in general on her personal pages, and a bunch of other shady things. So she's faking that.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next here. Oh, wait, go ahead, Porkchop.
There is one thing I faked. My entire resume when I got the job here.
Oh, snap!
You didn't have to tell us that. We already knew that. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And on our social media, follow us and interact right now at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Hey, what up? It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And make sure you check out the show, joeandalexshow.com. We put our podcast up there. And you can subscribe. Doesn't matter if you got an Android, an iPhone. I don't know, a jitterbug may not work. But you can subscribe to our podcast and have them brought to your phone, whatever you might miss.
Obama phone.
How do you get one of those? Do they still make those? I need one of those, but it doesn't matter. Anything, iTunes, Google Podcasts. I mean, you name it, we are on there. If
Spotify,
not,
yep.
Pork Chop will get fired because he told me we were on every platform.
Yeah, subscribe and give us 5 stars because that really helps us out. If you want our show to continue to be on and heard and consumed by the masses, we need your 5 stars and reviews. That really helps us out. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to feed my wife, so please, 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 please keep me employed. This story, thankfully nobody got hurt, but it's like, oh my gosh, I think we can all relate to what happened here.
All right, you've heard of cat burglars, certainly. Well, right now we're going to talk about a dog intruder. So we're going to explain here. A woman in Wisconsin woke up New Year's Day to find a stranger in her house curled up in the dog bed. And then Benton, her 150-pound dog, was apparently sleeping with him. Oh, my goodness. Well, turns out the man had been drinking, apparently mistook
Guilty.
The house for his own just a few doors down. He was really apologetic. But of course, we're wondering, how do you get by that big dog?
He's a Borbo, and they're known for letting people in the house and not out.
apparently snuggling up with the intruders, too. All right, so that explains part of it. The owner admits she didn't lock her doors either, so maybe that's going to be one of those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you need to lock your door, but it was a 150-pound mastiff. The guy just like... Okay, man, guys, lay over here next to you. Do you think it was a person or something?
What
like
an
his,
idiot
did
dog.
Did he think it was his wife?
Get oh, a you're different dog.
You're blaming on the dog.
Yes. First of all, I don't like the idea of having a pet in the house. It grosses me out. I hate dog hair. I hate the dog smell. Everything about pets in the house makes me want to throw
oh,
up.
Oh, you are
cannot
so
stand
weird.
It. Can't stand it, except I do have a thing. I don't actually want to go through with getting one, but I do have a thing. If you follow me on Instagram, I put it on my stories, but I'll find like really ugly, cute dogs with funny names, and that's my favorite thing ever. But otherwise, yeah, if I'm going to go through having a dog in my house, it better be one that can save my life, not this lazy turd.
This dog's and this other dog's like, hey, don't protect her. 833-JOE-ALEX. My question for you is this. This guy passed out in a house of which he thought was his in the dog bed with this 150-pound mastiff. Where did you pass out at? Maybe you just were tired and you fell asleep at work, or maybe you're like this guy and you were a little intoxicated. You were hitting the sauce pretty hard. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Alex, you, I guess, get buzzed all the time, but have you ever been a person that's passed out before? I don't picture you as that.
Never once.
Pork chop, what about you? You ever pass out somewhere?
Once or twice, maybe. Or just I've had too much to drink that I, you know, woke
Fine.
Up somewhere.
If you guys are just going to be little pansies, I'll tell you what I did. This is embarrassing because I'm sure if Liv the Web Girl wasn't on vacation, she'd have some stories. I grew up in Michigan, so my friends went to a college. It's called Ferris State University. It's kind of in the northern part of Michigan. And I never really drank, like, at all. I just was, you know, raised my mom, and I didn't want to, you know, do anything to embarrass her or get in trouble like that. So I was kind of a good kid, even though my other high school friends and everybody would drink and do stuff. So the first time I go to college, guess what we do?
Drink,
exactly. Alex, I'm a big guy even back then, but I am a lightweight. I end up getting so drunk off of like Crown Royal and I think Natty Ice.
Ew.
I end up, so embarrassing, I get sick. I end up, you know, throwing up. But I ended up, I woke up the next morning in, I guess, somebody's like sister's bed, like a little kid's bed, like
Yikes.
In a house. It's like, what the hell? It's like Goldilocks. Like, what is this big, hairy? And I was naked, too.
What are you doing in my bed?
Now, the girl wasn't there. That'd be really creepy if, like, a little girl's bed and I was naked in it. But she wasn't there. But it's like, what? It's like, what the hell are you doing in my sister's bed, dude? I'm like, it was comfortable.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So it wasn't a dog bed, but it was pretty dang close. Wendy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Where did you kind of find a place for the night? This person slept in a dog bed. What about you?
In the bathroom.
Oh, that doesn't sound comfortable.
In
what happened?
In the tub or the floor?
Went home after the bar, was having more drinks, went to go to bed, and there was a naked man in my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, who's the naked man?
His name was Sean, and I did not want to lay next to him.
Yeah.
Wait, but did you know Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that makes a difference.
Hold on, though. I want to know, like, how? What's your relation to Sean that he was naked in your bed?
Took him home after the bar.
Oh!
So, wait, you took a guy home, but you didn't want to hook up with him?
No, there was, like, a group of us, and I'm like, no, it's not going down.
Oh, okay. So you're like, I'm just going to sleep in the bathroom.
You were just being nice and giving him a place to stay.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm sick. I can't make it back to bed.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
I remember I fell asleep one time working in radio. I had to work from like 1 a.m. to 11 a.m. and I fell asleep in a production studio, which is where like we edit audio and get clips ready and like make commercials or put songs in so you can hear them on the radio. But it was just so tired because I couldn't sleep during the day that there's this really nice relaxing chair and I'm just leaning back and all of a sudden I, you know, like it's like 1 o'clock, 1:30, and when I'm there, all of a sudden I get a knock and it's like, hey, are you in here, Joe? It was like 5 o'clock and our show was about to start.
Oh my God.
No.
I was like, this ain't good.
Oh,
terrible.
So bad.
Hey, let us know where you kind of passed out, where you zonked out like that drunk dude did with that dog. On Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, a special edition of Joe Wants to Know. Yes, I have dumb questions and I like to ask them to you to get your response. And I guess producer Porkchop actually wants to join in today. Is
no,
that
no,
true?
No, no, no. We're not doing this.
Well, you're not gonna let me
Why
have a guest person.
Why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening?
People
to
love
me?
Joe Wants to Know.
This
I don't...
is not a
yes,
good
it is.
Question.
No, all these
and
questions are good.
Porkchop, your questions are already lame. Yours is even worse, and I'm very disappointed in you because you're supposed to be the producer.
You know, I thought for the new year you'd be nicer.
I'm just a truth teller.
No, I think you're going to be shocked to see like people's response.
All right, we'll find out next on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And normally we do a very popular bit called Joe Wants to Know, where I ask two or three questions and you call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. But
it's not very popular just because you call it very popular.
You honestly, like, I don't expect you to be super nice to me. Well, actually, that would be actually something expected, but you don't know what you're talking about, Alex. You think that only things that you do people love.
No,
but
I don't. Listen, I know that there have been things that I have done that people don't like.
People
but
like when I ask these hard-hitting, relatable questions. And that being said, that's not even the question
not
right now.
They're hard-hitting.
They are. Oh, my. You know what? Okay. I'm not going to convince you.
Asking someone if they prefer socks or their vacuum cleaner or something like that is not hard-hitting.
That's not what I asked.
That is the type of stuff you ask. All so right. Porkchop now wants to ask something.
Yes, so we're going to do a special edition of the number one feature on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe wants to know. Producer Porkchop wants to know. What's your question? Get to it.
Okay, so all of my friends, it seems like they have this new, cool way to watch TV. I feel like cable might be outdated. You know, like you're paying $150 for cable. So what cool new way do you have to watch TV? And before you all get mad at me for asking a dumb question, it seems like I've got these friends that have something, you know, a Fire Stick or Apple TV or Roku or this or that. I'm not looking for illegal things, by the way, like not jailbroken. Like, what's your new cool legal way to watch TV?
Wow, amazing question, Porkchop. Guess what? Everyone just tuned out of all the other morning shows in the area so they could listen to us talk about what I use to watch TV. Netflix and Hulu. Hulu,
well,
next.
Duh. Like, No. I've had cable and I've had Netflix. I'm talking about, like, what's something you could still... Like, Netflix has a limited amount of movies, a limited amount of TV show, and I can't watch, like, my football game. I can't watch ABC, NBC.
Don't expect me to stick around and do this morning show. This is the kind of topics that we're going to continue doing, because I can't even stand it.
Wow, you're being really harsh on this one.
It's so mind-numbingly boring. I'm the voice of the people.
I don't have $150 right now for cable, so I know there's got to be some new, cool, cheaper way to watch TV. I just don't know what it is.
It's called Netflix. Welcome to 2008. 2000 and late.
833. Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. Two parts here. We're doing Porkchop Wants to Know today. And that's his question. Calm down. Now, two parts here. Do you agree with Alex? This is the stupidest question that's ever been asked on the show.
And I genuinely
can't stand it.
You know what? Like,
or do you have any advice of like what he can do?
I'm going to just start my own radio station in my garage.
No, you're not. You're too lazy.
That's true.
Will somebody else do it for you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do that. Like, well, I mean, I like to do it, but that sounds like work and getting up. 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. There's a lot of pressure here because if we don't get calls, either way for Porkchop, and then he's going to look really, really bad here. Okay,
just
you
tell them the truth for me, please. Tell them to stop, number one, doing this bit, and number two, tell Porkchop this is a terrible, uninteresting, nobody cares question.
So many people come up to me, they're like, Joe, I love the show, I love Murder Monday, and you know what I really love is Joe Wants to Know.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. He's lying to you.
It's something I need in my life. Amber, we'll kick things off with you. Amber, what recommendation do you have if somebody was cutting the cord? That was Porkchop's question today.
Okay, so what I was going to say is we use Sling TV at my house just because, like, we ride motorcycles a lot. So we only watch TV, like, when The Walking Dead's on. So when we want to watch that, we turn it on. When we're done with it, when the season's over, we usually shut it down.
The most interesting part of this to me is that you ride motorcycles and the only show you watch is The Walking Dead. That's pretty badass.
Well, thank you. But actually, it's pretty sweet. It saves money and, you know. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your TV.
Wait, Amber, you ride motorcycles and you don't watch Sons of Anarchy? This doesn't make any sense. I'm calling you out right now.
I totally watched that show a long time ago. I mean, seriously?
But see, this is exactly what I said people were going to call in and say. They're going to say Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime TV, and then they're going to say Sling.
I respect his
Everyone
question because he's wondering.
Everyone knows the answer to this question. It's
well,
so dumb.
Hold on. Let's talk to Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, first of all, do you think this is a good question for a special edition of Porkchop Wants to Know?
Yeah, I feel like everyone wants to save money, so I mean, it's a good idea.
Okay, ooh. You sound like a snooze fest already.
All right, what do you got to recommend here, Rebecca?
So we have a Fire Stick, but it's not jailbroken, and we downloaded DirecTV Go, and all of our friends, we split it. So it's like $35, so we each like pay $5 for it.
Wow, okay. That's a good one, Rebecca. Hey, thank you. Porkchop, get over here. I'll take the calls live. I want you to get on here, Porkchop. Get over
Someone
here.
Someone just tweeted us and said, honestly, I tune out sometimes because Alex is such a jerk to Joe because of Joe's need to know news. Listen, you. No, it's not a ding. He doesn't even know the name of the bit. It's Joe wants to know.
No, good.
You love it so much, you don't even know what
it's called. But I do have a bit on the show,
yes,
second popular,
but
called
he's wrong.
Joe's Need to Know News.
But he's wrong. So clearly he doesn't love it that much because I'm a jerk to you over it because you don't even know what it's called.
People are kind of turning on you right now. No. Somebody said, sorry, I'll turn your mic on. Somebody also said on our Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, honestly, I tune out sometimes because Alex is like a jerk, like you said. But also, Tristan says, Alex thinks it's dumb, but we'll hear questions about if her boyfriend loves her or not. Dang, they're just firing shots at you this morning.
Look, I know this isn't cutthroat radio. This isn't like cute, but I mean, I feel like a lot of people are passionate about their new cool ways to watch TV that help save you money.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting calls here. Let's talk to, is this Amelia?
Amy Lee.
Okay, Amy Lee, do me a favor because I'm dumb, poor chop. Amy Lee. Amy Lee, what up? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What can you recommend to Pork Chop and Alex, who's eagerly listening? Wait, put your hold on. Alex, please put your headphones back on.
I'm listening, even though this is something you can freaking Google and find out.
Okay, I have the Sling TV, which is also through DirecTV. It's just $25 a month.
Wow, thank you.
Michael
is... And then the Netflix and the Hulu is also what I have.
Okay,
and
so
I have
hold on.
Fire Stick
I'm
also.
Writing this down. Okay, Sling, like a sling?
It's called Sling TV, S-L-I-N-G.
All right, cool, I'm writing it down.
Amy, do you like Joe Wants to Know and a special edition of Pork Chop Wants to Know?
Yeah, and honestly, I think that's a good question. A lot of people are curious. There's a lot of older people who are cutting the cords to cable, and they don't know. I see it asked on Facebook all the time.
Ah. We're getting a lot of people. Thank you for chiming in right here. Let's go to Grace. And I want to go to some of these tweets at Joe and Alex Show.
Well, I'll go ahead. I'll say it. Emma just tweeted us and says, I don't listen to the Joe and Alex Show because Alex is so mean. Really, Emma? Then why are you tweeting us about this subject? You're freaking listening. How else would you know that I'm being mean? You're listening. They lie. They listen because I'm a jerk. Well, if I wasn't
a jerk, Michael.
They wouldn't listen.
I like Michael saying, could someone give Alex a Snickers, please? Let's talk to Grace on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Grace?
Hey, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
So I have an app, and you can use it on Fire Stick or whatever you want. It's called Vudu, and that's what I usually watch TV on. And it's got movies that you can choose, like Netflix, but it has commercials, and so a lot of them aren't on Netflix or Hulu, and that's what I use.
And it's a free app?
That might be different. Yeah, it's a free app.
Free?
You can pay for movies without commercials, but I always watch it with commercials because it's free.
Grace, do you like Joe Wants to Know and a special edition of Pork Chop Wants to Know? We're taking a little poll here.
Oh, yes. I love it. And I think Alex is being really mean to you guys. And if this is the bit you're going to go with on the show, you probably already knew this morning, and you should go with it instead of being so rude to your producer.
Ooh. Wow, sticking it for Pork Chop there. Grace must know you.
Nobody would have called in if I wouldn't have started getting mean. That's a fact.
I'm going to speak for Alex here, and I'm going to apologize for you. She's just upset that she's probably paying so much for cable.
I do. Let me tell you something. People are like, you're mad because you don't want to save money, and some people do. I am all for saving money. I hate how much I spend on cable. I won't go without it, though. That's why I spend so much money on it. I do. It's like $200 a month. It's freaking outrageous. I hate it. But I want to have Bravo and all that stuff. But I'm just saying the reason I'm annoyed by this question is because you can Google it to find the answer.
Not
I don't think it's great radio, so that's why I'm ripping on them, because I think this is dumb. The reason this bit was entertaining is because I went off on you, and that's a fact.
No, not everything has to be like, duh, 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 I hate this, I'm angry. Sometimes it can be informative and fun. You don't always have to be pissed off to have a good time.
It's tripping.
That being said, hey, blank you!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. WNOW Speedway, Indianapolis.
Radio Now, 100.9. Indy's new music leader.
Fire! And home of the Joe and Alex Show.
Wait, hold on a second. Is this really happening? No, I don't want to. I want to do something else. Speaking of things on the show, nobody told me about this. He's calling in right now.
Jeremy, your redneck cousin's back.
All right, we're going to talk to my cousin Jeremy next on the Joe and Alex Show. I'm not talking about what happened over the holidays. I'm not doing it. All right, hang on. We're getting to find something else to do. I apologize. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and what are we doing here? Hello, what are we doing here?
We're talking to Jeremy.
I said we're not talking to him.
We are. You always say this every single time.
Because I don't like talk. Listen, my name's on the show, along with yours, so that means I have a say.
Well, you had a say in the last segment, so I have a say in this. We're talking to Jeremy, your redneck cousin. Hi, Jeremy.
2019, y'all. We did it.
What did we do, Jeremy? What did we do?
What did we do? We had a good time. It's what we did.
Tell us about the holidays, because we know that some drama must have happened. If you're new to the show, we always have to give this quick recap. So all this drama started, and we started having Jeremy on the show when Jeremy went to Joe's house and tried to drug him with Adderall to get him to lose weight without him knowing. Joe found out.
Because I'm trying to lose weight.
Kicked him out of his house. They threw some rolls at each other Thanksgiving, and the whole family is on either Team Joe or Team Jeremy, and now we have Jeremy on to tell us about Christmas, because I'm sure something happened there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year and stuff. And you guys make any New Year's resolutions?
Save a little bit more money. Joe, what is yours?
To really get serious about just trying to work out and eat right. And I've been doing good so far one day in.
Well, Jeremy will be excited about that since he tried to drug you.
Well, drug or help, you know, whatever.
Well, you but, got... Do you have some resolutions, Jeremy?
Yeah. Well, it's official. I decided to I'm going back to get my GED.
Good.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. When did you drop out again? Was that like 8th grade?
No, I made it to 10th.
Okay.
And I didn't really drop out. I just stopped going.
Well, that's kind of the same thing, but, you know, tomato, tomato, I guess.
Well, I'm proud of you. That's great.
Right, yeah, so I'm going to get smart and stuff, you know, and, you know, maybe someday I could be a doctor or a lawyer or like a professional fireworks shooter or something. I don't know.
All of it. Do it all.
Yeah, pyrotechnics. Yeah. Okay, Jeremy.
Be a firework doctor. Hey, sky's the limit. We live in America.
I'm going to quit smoking too, Joey.
Well, that's good. You know I have asthma. That's one thing that bothers me. Jeremy, my cousin, knows I have asthma because I've had it since I was a kid. And I never had an asthma attack, but it really gets me sick and I have a hard time breathing when I'm around cigarette smoke. And he's always smoking. He even tries to smoke inside.
I bet you smokes Marlboro Reds.
No, I smoke Winston's.
Winston's? I don't even know
what
that is.
I don't even know what Winston's are. Yeah, okay. So that's cool. So what are you doing? Like the patch, or how are you gonna get off smoking?
No, I'm going to get one of those vape pens.
Okay, good luck with that.
A vape pen?
Yeah, vape pen. Have you heard of Juul?
Yes.
I've heard of a Juul before,
Liv, the web girl who is finishing up her vacation right now in Hawaii while all of us slum it here like the peasants we are, she has a boyfriend that we call Juul Daddy on the show because he always smokes Juuls.
Oh, yeah, they look pretty cool. I've been researching them online, but they're pretty expensive. You know, so I've been keeping my eye on like eBay and Craigslist and stuff for like a used one. I don't know if I'm gonna find one.
There's not gonna be anything inside
Gross.
Of it if it's used.
Wait, a used one? Ew.
Well, they're expensive. I don't know if you guys know the pricing or whatever, but
it's like $60.
I've also decided I'm gonna be super careful this year. It is my goal to not step foot in an STD clinic.
That's a great goal to have. I am very proud of you for that.
Why
I think
is that
that's
a
great.
Great goal? Because you're gonna be abstinent? Are you?
No, I'm just gonna be more selective.
That's not the way that you do it.
No, you need to use protection, or you need to wait till you're married and not be having sex at all.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happened during Christmas? Did Joe get you a present?
Did say what?
Did Joe get you a present for Christmas? What happened over Christmas?
So on Christmas, my family up here in Michigan, my mom and Beetle were going to Mount Pleasant.
Who's Beetle?
That's my stepdad.
Okay.
They were going to Mount Pleasant to hit up the casino. So I was bored, right? I didn't have anything else to do, so I decided to drive down to Ohio and, surprise everybody, Joey and Lindsay and Aunt Melissa and Meemaw Carol.
Right, so to just pause your story real quick, if you are new to the show, we live in Indianapolis, Indiana, but you can hear our show also in Houston, Texas.
Right.
He's like, right.
Okay, so
Jeremy doesn't know anything.
Well, I know Jeremy,
please,
you don't know.
You're going to make his head explode.
It's just going to be confusing to the people listening in
my
Texas.
My grandma and my mom live in Ohio, so that's where I went for the holidays
to
visit
them. All I know is I got on 75 and went south. That's all I know.
Okay, and so what happened when you got to Joey's grandma's house or whatever?
Well, I'm pretty sure there was like a Facebook group chat or something, and I couldn't like RSVP to anything, and they didn't even really like tell me about it, so I had to like hear it, you know, secondhand that they were having this little party, because I'm still banned from Facebook because Mark Zuckerberg, he hasn't restarted my account yet.
Okay. Well, why are you banned?
We didn't really plan on inviting him, by the way.
Yeah, I have so many questions. First, why, can you get into why you were banned on Facebook or no?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay, that's fine. So then you find out about the Christmas charade in Ohio and you show up, and then what happens? I'm sure Joe is not happy.
I mean, he wasn't thrilled, but he wasn't like mean about it either. I mean, he let me in the house and stuff, so that was nice. But dinner was great. Dinner was real nice, and there was lots of food, and everything was real good. But Joe's got a dog. You guys know about Benny?
Yes, Benny and Paddington are Joe's dogs.
Right. So Benny kept begging me for food, and Joe was like, "Don't give him any food." So, I was being a respectable guest, but the dumb dog, he wouldn't go away. He just kept begging for food. Mm-hmm. So I started politely growling at him, and then he tries to nip at me. So I figure the only way to, show him is to get down on all fours. So I'm down on the ground and I start barking at him and I nip back at him.
You bit the dog?
He said, Jeremy says, I'm like, you got to show a dog dominance.
Yeah, but you got to be alpha male.
And so I'm sure Joe wasn't happy about that. I'm sure Lindsay, Joe's wife, was really not happy.
No, my wife Lindsay can barely stand Jeremy as it is. She actually likes him more than I do. But the fact, can you imagine, you're eating Christmas dinner, we're having sloppy Joes, and then Jeremy, my cousin, is there, and he's on all fours next to the pee pad where the other dog is, my dog, and he's barking at him and, like, nipping, like a dog will, like, bite for dominance.
All this is amazing, and I'm just mad you didn't get it on video.
Well, yeah, no, so Joey got pretty mad, and he wouldn't let me stay the night there, so I had to get back in my car and drive all the way back to Michigan after dinner. And then he didn't even thank me for the gifts that I gave him.
What were the gifts?
You can talk about it. I don't think they were really gifts that you gave me.
I got you fishing lures, man.
Fishing lures? What's wrong with that? Do you fish, Joe?
Yeah, I love fishing.
Well, see, there you go. I know that. And now when you come up, we can go fishing. And I got Lindsay a pink trucker hat that said Juicy on it.
Juicy.
All right. Well, that's my cousin Jeremy.
Okay, this is as good as I thought it was going to be. You're welcome for getting Jeremy on the phone.
Don't thank me. Like, do we have your family members on here that are embarrassing to you?
No, because that's the thing. None of my family members are as cool as Jeremy or as funny.
Don't encourage him.
New Year's Eve was pretty fun, too.
What happened there?
Well, me and a bunch of friends, obviously we got wasted. We drank a bunch of Jaeger, and then we got wasted off Jaeger and this champagne that we stole from Walmart.
Ooh.
Don't steal.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I was telling the guys, but they were like, dude, we all have big coats on and stuff. I probably shouldn't.
Gosh.
I probably shouldn't tell you this. We took something else, too.
What?
You know those, like, electric scooters you see people riding on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took one of those.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea, Jeremy.
They track those things. Like, they know you have it.
We don't want to have to collect calls into the county jail when you call into this show. So please stay out of jail. Stay out of the STD clinics. That's your New Year's resolution. And stop stealing.
All right, maybe we'll take it back then.
All right. Bye, Jeremy.
All right, love you, buddy.
He's so great. He's my favorite.
You didn't say I love you, too.
Because I don't love him.
You have to love your family.
Who right now listening thinks I should love my cousin Jeremy? 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Oh, wait. Let me try to pick up a phone real quick right here and see if I got anybody. Hold on. Hey, what do you think? Exactly. Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, Alex, what are you working on? I know the garbage will be coming up in a few minutes. What do you got?
We have an update on what R. Kelly is saying after that explosive docuseries. Post Malone has people worried, and what happened to Kevin Spacey yesterday in court?
Let's get into the garbage. I don't want to take calls.
Answer the phone.
Good morning, John. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You were calling in about what?
Man, your cousin's awesome.
Yes!
Y'all need to do a segment with him.
I agree every day, right? We need to just have the Jeremy segment where he tells us what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll leave the show. It'll be Jeremy and Alex.
I'm fine with that.
Nah, you gotta stay too. Of course, it's awesome.
I mean, I don't hate him. I don't wish anything. But, like, John, you have a family member. You're just like, I can't take it anymore. That's what I'm at right now. My wit's end.
I got a couple, but I still love them.
All right. Well, good for you, John. You're a better person than me. Hey, thank you, buddy. Haley, last one on this real quick. You actually like my cousin, too. You say I should love him.
Yes, he's hilarious. And I think that he genuinely loves you, and you're just, like, being nonchalant about it. You're like, I don't care.
You bought your wife a juicy hat. You have to love him. That was so
nice. But he also says my wife, yeah, he also like, it's not the only thing that's juicy. And that's kind of like, dude, that's stepping over the line. You know what I mean?
We are Team Jeremy on this show, and all the people listening agree.
Hey, thank you, Haley, for calling in this morning.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Hey, you too. Are you ready to get into some garbage this morning?
That's right.
Here we go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shark Tank's Daymond John did something kind of controversial. He tweeted to R. Kelly that he should off himself, but said, wait until you get sent to prison.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
Savage. So some people are upset about that. I mean, he went on to say in that clip, like, he is a big advocate for mental health and he probably overreacted, but he felt like he had reason to overreact. Like, you know, if you watch the documentary, you have a reason to be upset.
We definitely know where he stands.
Yeah. And he said that he thinks that he's been pouring millions of dollars into covering his tracks for all these years. He says this is the final straw for R. Kelly in his eyes, and he needs to atone one way or the other. Rapper Post Malone tweeted a troubling message on Sunday morning, making fans fear he was not mentally stable. He revealed that he's dealing with issues of his own as well. He said, if y'all are actually my fans and friends and love me and want me to be mentally stable, can y'all please let me live? I'm trying my best here. That's all I can do. No one really knows what he's referring to, but it seems like it had to do with social media. He has had no specific documented mental health issues before in the past. He has usually had a more defiant attitude when it comes to social media haters, so people are kind of worried about him.
He always seems so happy and, like, you know, loving life, so I wonder what it is.
Right. Kevin Spacey showed up in court in Nantucket, Massachusetts yesterday, and he was arraigned in his felony sexual assault case. The actor is facing a charge of indecent assault and battery. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy in a Nantucket restaurant in 2016, and the busboy repeatedly has video proof. Spacey did not enter a plea, but a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. He was ordered by the judge to have no contact with his accuser. The next hearing in the case is in March, and he does not have to be present for that. The actor didn't answer any reporters' questions as he left the courthouse, but he did get pulled over on the way home. After leaving Reagan National Airport, cops lit him up for speeding. Sources say he got off without a ticket, and the officer let him go with a verbal warning. Okay.
Thank you, officer. I think the cop probably just wanted to pull him over to meet him.
So annoying. I'm like, there are types of privilege in this world, and let me tell you what they are. It is being rich. It is money. It's wealth privilege. That's why you get off on these things. And being famous. After 12 years of being on the air, Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco says the cast is okay with the show ending, but she's sad.
I was laughing. I was like, how are we going to shoot the last episode? I was hoping we're going to pre-shoot a lot of it because I think there are going to be a lot of tears. It's going to be tough. It's been a lot of years, a lot of emotions, and I love our crew. I just love all the people that we're with every day. So everyone is still madly in love with each other. We're all okay with the choice.
I watch a little here and there of Big Bang, but I feel like I need to like start getting into it and binge watch it.
I don't like that show. I'm not
really?
Into, I'm not into
oh, you
the
hate
nerd
crowd
thing.
Laughter.
And I hate, and that's also, I hate crowd laughter. I hate
don't
sitcom
like,
laughs.
I don't like nerds.
I don't, well, like feeling like I'm so stupid the show has to tell me when to laugh. I don't like that. So I've never been able to watch Friends or anything. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, tell us about the bad date, the crazy date, that person that after it was over, or maybe it was a few dates, they just went off the deep end because this woman is now in jail. She went on one date with a guy and it's insane. I think she set a text message record. I'll tell you what she did with it next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You be crazy, girl. This woman, when you look into her eyes, you can just tell she's crazy.
Look into my eyes.
Tell me I'm not crazy. 833-JOE-ALEX, please join in this conversation and let us know that guy or girl that you dated and they just went cray-cray. A Phoenix woman was arrested. She sent a man she met online, like on a dating site, and went on one date. 159,000 texts. Do you know how long that takes to do 100 texts?
A lot.
Like, that's really, eventually unlimited texting, doesn't it have a limit?
I have a friend who, when her husband is taking too long to write back, she starts texting him each letter of the alphabet. And the more letters that she gets through until he answers, the more trouble he's in. So if she gets to like J and he hasn't responded, he's in big trouble.
Yeah, that's not good. The woman's 31 years old and she met the man on a website. If you heard of this, it's called Luxy, L-U-X-Y. It's an online dating service that caters to millionaires. They went on one date, but he told the cops she continued to text him after that date, despite telling her, look, I don't want to see you again. I don't want to hear you again. Well, he later called the police and found her parked outside of his house.
Ooh.
That is so creepy. Now, she continued to send him 159,000 texts. Some were threatening him, including one that read, I'll make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones. Sounds like Alex.
This is amazing. I want to be her friend.
She also broke into his house and took a bath while he was on vacation.
Yes, honey. Get yourself some Lush bath bombs. Let's do this right.
I'm going to have his liver with a fancy chapstick of its finger bones.
Some fava beans. She is... I mean, obviously, this is not okay, but secretly, though, it's so great.
Now, are you the kind of girl, Alex, like when you're done, like you're not going to let go of something? Or
yeah,
you're just like
thing.
You separate?
None of my ex-boyfriends are allowed to call into the show and talk about me. This is about somebody else.
833 Joe Alex, you're more than welcome to. Let's talk to Amanda. Oh, no, there's no way. Amanda, you're that crazy person?
Like, low-key, kind of. So I had an ex that cheated on me, and I don't get mad, I get even type of thing, but I didn't want to do anything like super extreme. So I enrolled him. I went to every male enhancement drug site that I can find and enroll him in trial samples. And they will never leave him alone for the rest of his life.
Epic!
Always. They will be calling him about male enhancement drugs and performance drugs.
Oh, my God. I want to be your friend, too. There's nothing I love more than revenge. I love a good revenge story.
I mean, I'm not going to be that crazy, destroy property or, like, do something, you know, terrible.
Isn't
but...
that a lot of work, though, Amanda? Like, what did they do to you that you went on, like, that big of a rampage and signed them up for every boner pill in the world?
Super cheated, like, with someone I knew.
So, wait. You're going to give a guy that's obviously hooking up with somebody else performance enhancement so he's going to be even better with that person?
He's
that kind of backfired.
Take it. It's just getting letters in the mail about
it. Right, he's just getting letters.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested. I've seen some of those ads before. I don't know how they popped up on my phone, but I'd be willing to try them if they worked. Amanda, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Girls,
have a good day, guys.
Girls be crazy. Crazy.
No kidding. 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. Maybe you're self-admitted like Amanda, or you got somebody else. You have an Amanda in your life. Well, we'll hear from you next on the Joe and Alex show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
Well, if you don't know, when you get arrested and they actually take you to jail, they kind of, you know, search you, make sure you don't have anything on your person. They ask you, hey, do you have any contraband or drugs or any of that stuff? Well, a guy named Wesley Scott in Tampa, Florida was arrested last week, and he had an outstanding warrant, and he went through that process. The cops took him to jail, and he claimed, nope, I don't have any drugs. I don't have any weapons on me. But when they got to the jail and started to strip search him, he actually produced not one, not two, but three syringes from his booty.
I said, what in the butt? I said, what? In the butt.
Yes,
said, what,
he handed them the syringes to the guard and tried to claim that, you know what, these actually are not mine. I found them somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you found them in your butt?
How does that happen? I understand a syringe is not that big as far as being, like, wide, but it's long.
Oh, stop. I can't. It makes me cringe.
Like, that just blows my mind that we hear these stories, and I'm always amazed by people in prison that sneak things in. Or they hide things, like we've heard women that will hide their gun and their, you know, their lady stuff.
Can't handle it.
How do you do that?
Yuck.
Only thing I can do is, like, I can sneak, like, hamburgers into places. Like, I got my gut, And sometimes I'll just put the, you know, the hamburger under my Moob or something.
I was going to say, a hamburger will fit perfectly behind your Moob.
Or like a hot dog. I can't do the bun, but like underneath my Moobs, I put a couple of hot dogs for later on. You know what I mean? Just if I'm getting hungry. Yeah, well, he's actually in some trouble now. He's now facing charges for smuggling contraband into a correctional facility. That right there is your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Good way to be part of the show, too, is to call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What's up, Pork Chop?
So the other day, I wanted to go to Steak and Shake and get an Oreo shake.
Oh, those are so good, but so fattening. I love those milkshakes.
And my significant other, Chase, I was like, hey, do you want one? And he goes, no, I do not want one. And I'm like, what? How could you not want an Oreo shake? And he said one time it made him sick, and now he can never have an Oreo shake again.
Like what, he had like indigestion or something? Or,
no, like,
or
I don't know. Maybe if it wasn't like that it specifically made him sick. Maybe he got sick, and then he associated that with the Oreo shake. Like, you know, he had like... like, yeah, like, I can't say really on the air. Maybe number three or something like that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there was one time...
you're going up the ladder and you feel something splatter.
Exactly. And then there was one time I ate at a gas station in New Jersey. It's called Wawa. And I got a sandwich. Like, it was a turkey and cheese sandwich.
I already know where this is going.
I can never in my life eat a turkey and sandwich from turkey and cheese sandwich from Wawa ever again.
Well, I just wouldn't eat anything from a gas station like those sandwiches for the most part.
Yeah, don't eat things from gas stations unless it's in a package.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I can have a comment on the food, and also I want to move it to a liquid as well. When it comes to food, it didn't get me sick, but it destroyed. It hurts so bad. I can never do White Castle sliders and PBR in the same night again.
Oh, yeah.
I thought my stomach was going to explode. I assume it's what it feels like when you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. That was just so much internal pain. And then I think is it Asian Zane that's kind of the hot sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings? It's like a warm one, whatever it was, or something like that. It was so hot that, you know, food comes in your mouth, the other spot where it goes out. Guys, I was like, it's on fire!
It's honestly so sad.
I legit wish I had a bidet just to cool things off. It was so intense.
Actually, speaking of bidets, so I found out a secret about the Egyptian the other day.
Your boyfriend?
Okay. I completely forgot about until now. Apparently, his entire family is obsessed with bidets. We were at Home Depot with his parents, helping them pick out flooring, and I walked past a toilet and sat on it. There was like a display toilet, just to be funny. Like, I said, does this look good on me? To his mom, and his mom was like, oh, that's not, she's an Arabic accent, I can't do it, but she's like, you know, oh, this nice toilet, it has bidet. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, oh yeah, the Egyptian didn't tell you, we all use bidets in this family. And I found out he does not have them in his new house, but he grew up, every toilet in his house has one. His brother, who lives in California, has one on his toilet. They're all obsessed with them. I've never tried one, but now the Egyptian's mom has me convinced I need to get myself a bidet. She says it will change my life.
They are pretty cool. I mean, anytime you have that little jet stream going right there.
Well, and then I asked him about it. I'm like, you've never told me that you like using bidets. And he was just like, oh yeah, well, I don't know. I guess it just never came up. But now I'm kind of in the zone. I kind of think I want to go shop for one.
Do they have a dryer?
I don't know, but like, everyone that I have heard that has actually tried it does say they're awesome. But how expensive are they? Are they really pricey?
I got no clue. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And going back to the food thing, mine actually is like a drink. I can never, ever again have Bacardi's Limon or lemon, whatever it is.
It's very good. Yeah.
That's the... it's just...
Limon?
No.
Yeah. No, he's right.
A watermelon.
Malone. Post Malone.
What
drinks
are you talking
Bacardi
about?
Limon.
Limon.
No,
that's what it is.
Bacardi Limon. I drank it the first time I ever drank alcohol in my life, and I didn't realize how much I had to drink, so I chugged a bunch of it, got really drunk, got sick for like a day and a half. But that smell of the lemony, or the limon.
It's so sad. Like, what
I cannot
phenomenon.
Have it. I cannot have it.
Do you also call avocados avocados?
No, but they call Bacardi
Limon. That's what it is.
It's Bacardi Limon. It's Bacardi Limon. 833-JOE-ALEX. Whether it's a food or a drink, you're like, you know what? After that one time, I'm never having that again. We'll talk to you next. Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. And we're talking to Mary this morning. Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Got a four-legged friend out there?
I have two right now.
Okay, and then maybe
in
you,
the house.
Then maybe you can split the $100 Petco gift card that you just won.
I got a Great Pyrenees. He needs all of it.
Okay, well, hey, congratulations. Yeah, Sony Pictures, they got their upcoming film, A Dog's Way Home, in theaters on Friday, and it's about a dog separated from her owner, sets off on a 400-mile journey to get back to safety and security of the place she calls home. By the way, I wouldn't make it more than a mile. I'm like, you know what? I'm meant to be alone. Along the way, she meets a series of new friends and manages to bring a little bit of comfort and joy to their lives. And we're going to hook you up because of that movie with a $100 Petco gift card. And on top of that, you're also qualified for the grand prize. It'll be a stay for your pup at Pet Suites. So we'll give you more details about that, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, keep your paws crossed.
Okay, thank you.
Get it?
You.
Like fingers crossed, paws crossed?
What if she wasn't?
I got it.
What if she really wasn't a dog owner and she just really wanted to go there and buy dog food for herself? That'd be allowed.
Oh, my
it?
God.
Mary, what's your favorite kind of dog food?
I'm a vegetarian, so.
Oh, trust me. There's dog food for that.
Is there grass-fed food?
I bet there is. Hang on the line, and more chances to win all this week around 9:50 here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, Alex, Live the Web Girl's still on vacation. I don't know how the heck she worked that one out, though. We have to work, and she doesn't. Producer Pork Chop and myself, Joe, we got to get out of here. We got to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.